The Tale of the Little Pine Tree. It was the week before Christmas, and the forest of pine trees was covered in a crisp white blanket of snow. Morinda, a proud young pine, peered up at the older trees towering over her. One day I'll be as tall as them, she thought. Suddenly the silence was shattered by a high-pitched buzzing and an agonizing creak. A voice boomed,
Timber!
A pine tree crashed down in the snow.
Oh no, said Morinda. It's those terrible lumberjacks with their chainsaws.
All day the awful din filled the forest.
I'm too young to be chopped up,
muttered Morinda, watching the big trees fall. But the young trees were being chopped down too, and poor Morinda felt the chainsaw tearing into her trunk. The noise was deafening. Her branches shuddered and shook, and in a second she was tumbling down in the snow. The young trees were loaded into a truck.
Now I'll become toothpicks, wailed Morinda bitterly. Or worse, matchsticks.
That night, the trees were delivered to the market.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, sang Morinda. We're to be Christmas trees.
Next morning, Morinda fluffed out her branches and stood proud and tall. She was the most beautiful tree there. People queued at Mr. Spruce's stall to buy Morinda, but she was not for sale. Mr. Spruce used her to attract his customers. Soon all the trees were sold, and on Christmas Eve, Mr. Spruce took Morinda home for his family. She felt very special. The Spruce children were very excited to see Morinda and decorated her with baubles and tinsel. On her top they hung a star and strung fairy lights all over her.
What a lovely tree,
they exclaimed.
Christmas is a happy time,
said Morinda. The Spruce's friends came to sing carols.
Let's sing in front of our beautiful tree, said Mrs. Spruce.
Morinda felt proud. That night, when everyone was asleep, Santa Claus crept down the chimney.
Ho, ho, ho! Best tree I've seen in years!
On Christmas Day, the Spruces opened their gifts and had dinner. Mr. Spruce made a toast.
To the best Christmas tree ever.
But as the days went by, Morinda felt exhausted.
Oh, no! My leaves are falling and my branches are sagging.
On the 12th day after Christmas, Morinda was stripped of her decorations and dumped on the rubbish pile. She felt very depressed.
Oh, my life is finished,
she sobbed.
Worms will eat me, or I'll get wet and soggy and rot.
But Ari the sculptor spotted Morinda.
Oh, ho, ho. What a magnificent piece of pine,
he exclaimed, and took her home. He sawed off her branches, and for months he carved and chiseled her trunk.
Oh, what's to become of me now?
She sobbed. At the art gallery, Henri unveiled his sculpture. cries of,
"Oh, magnificent!"
and "Beautiful!" went up from the crowd. Mirinda glowed with pride.
"I've become a famous work of art. Now I'll never be thrown away again."